Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures higher across the board here to close this Monday, up about 4 to 5.5 cents in corn. July corn, 365 and a quarter, up 4 3/4. December corn, 383.5, and that is up 5 cents. If you go back over the last 6 months or so, corn, of course, has been in a downtrend. But the last 3 or 4 or 5 trading days, it's been strong. We need to break through the 50-day moving average, which in December is 388. That would put the next area somewhere around 4 to 410 as a target for December corn. Beans higher today as well, up 5 to 6.5 cents. November new crop beans have maintained that $9 level now. We're at 920 and a quarter, up about 6.5 cents. Still below the moving average, so the longer-term trend is still looks like it's to the downside. But there is some strength here for the November beans. Wheat higher today. They were kind of the leader here. July Chicago wheat up 10 3/4 at 527 3/4. Kansas City July at 544.5, up 9 1/4. As we get this harvest going here for the United States, yields are a little bit less than we thought a month ago, but they're still pretty good so far, somewhere around 30 bushels an acre.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This morning we had an export report. We exported 302,725 metric tons of wheat. We were looking for 250 to 450, so it was a little bit on the lower end, but neutral. Corn, 740,000, a little bit disappointing, looking for 775 to 975. And then beans, 216,590, higher than expected. We were expecting 50 to 150. This afternoon, we've got the crop progress and condition report. The corn, good to excellent category, expected to be 74% good to excellent. A really high number for the corn crop. Beans, it's the first time we've had one for beans, expected to be 70% good to excellent. And then bean plantings, 80% complete. The next report, USDA report, will be this Wednesday. It's going to give us the winter wheat numbers along with ending stocks. Winter wheat's expected to be a total 1.474 billion bushels. Last year it was 1.378, so about 100 million bushels overall. Hard red winter wheat in western Oklahoma expected to be 856 million bushels. Last year we were at 738.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping the markets, June live cattle 65 higher at 153.47, August up 102 and 151.60. August feeder cattle 95 higher at 222.85, September up 85 at 221.35. June lean hogs down 12 at 81.55 and July down 15 at 80.97. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat up 9 1/4 at 544 1/2. December up a dime at 573 1/4. July Chicago wheat 11 higher at 528. July corn up 4 3/4 at 365 1/4. December up 5 1/2 at 383 1/2. July soybeans up 6 1/2 at 944 1/4, with a November 6 higher at 920 1/4. July cotton 79 higher at 64.80. December up 79 at 65.34. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.